counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Only two away from 200, and of course, I gotta do one by myself because Brian's away. That's all right. We'll get the countdown going. I'm Anthony Enman, joining you for another countdown. It is the Earshot 20. We count down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And that is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, released every week at that website. You can find the National Top 50, which is a compilation of all of the reporting stations. This week, 26 stations reporting to the Earshot charts, all of their top 30s. That all gets compiled, and we get the national top 50 at the website. You can also find specialty charts, including electronic hip hop, international jazz, folk roots, and blues, reviews, all kinds of stuff there. So check it out, earshot-online.com for the National Campus and Community Radio Report. You can also find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We will give you a feature, means we'll play something from your latest release, and we'll give you an interview. We are chatting in this program with one of the artists that are on the charts, so that's something to look forward to a little later on in the program. Of course, Steven joins us as well with more music news, and I'll have the lowdown for you in a little bit. As I said, Brian is out, but we're going to make do. We're going to make it happen, and lots of new stuff into the charts this week, including a debut at number 15, and even a couple of my picks making it in. You know, I hate to admit when Brian is right, so I won't, because I think I've broken the streak of my picks being a week late entering the charts. I'll tell you about that as it comes. However, here's what we say goodbye to this week to make room for some brand new music. Walrus drops from 18 last week to 24 this week. Solids, who've been kicking around for a while, have dropped to 28 from 17 last week. Parquet Core takes a dive from 13 to number 32. White Lung has also been unseated within the top 20. They go from 16 down to 35. And our largest drop this week, we say goodbye to Hooded Fang. They spent about 4 weeks on the charts, but fall from 10 all the way down to 47 this week. But you know what that means? Lots of new music for you to hear as a result, and we're going to kick it off right now. You're going to hear from Braids at number 18. They have a new one, and just so you know, one of my picks. 19 is Pop, and first, we're going to kick it off. Sitting Steady at number 20 from last week to this week. It is the Zorks with their album called Chew On It. Here's a song called Prophecies. It's the Earshot 20.
I was walking by your house the other night. There was no moon in the sky, no stars to light my way, just street lamps. When I was taking the path by the park, I saw a man on the edge of darkness. To me without moving his lips, I'm going to show you the cataclysm that is to come for each man in time. I said, not me. No, not me. I'll be fine.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Canadian cold, Canadian cheer. I couldn't spend another winter up here in this desolate fishing town, counting the months as they wear me down. They'll swallow them up. The lake needs to eat just like all living things, and it's hungriest in the spring.
Yeah. and there's nobody else to find. What I wanna see in myself, and there's nobody else to find. What I wanna see in myself, and there's nobody else to find.
Shot 20, and that was Braid's new EP called Companion EP, a song called Joni off of that. In at number 18, up from 31. And before that was your number 19 this week, up from 41. Pop, The Dream Is Over, the name of the album. The Coast was the name of the song. Kicking off the set was The Zorgs off of their album, Chew On It, and a song called Prophecy. So last week I said Braid's, Islands, Pop, and in a last-ditch effort that Brian said didn't count, but I'm going to allow because he's not here, was Holy F as my fourth pick. You just heard Braids and Pop, so checkmark number one, checkmark number two, and I don't want to ruin the surprise, but one more of my picks made it in. You'll have to wait until the next hour to find out which one it is, though, but three out of four this week, I don't think that's too bad. What do you think? Probably a good pick. And I'll have some more picks as we get into the next hour as well, because the lowdown will be coming up. But more music is on the way to you right now, and that includes White Horse, their new album, The Northern South Volume 1. It's at 17, up from 28, so the first time you're hearing it in the program, you're going to hear a song called Wang Dang Doodle from that album. Breakdance Lesson number 1 is from Kay Trinata's album. They're at 16, down from 7 last week. 99.9% is the name of the album, but first, White Horse, Wang Dang Doodle. Right now, stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
We're gonna roll and stone.
Your Shot 20. Number 16.
And that was breakdance lesson number one, Caintrinada, and off of 99.9% at 16 this week. And in before that, Wang Dang Doodle by White Horse, number 17, up from 28 last week, the album, The Northern South, Volume 1. Stephen, what do you think about that title, Wang Dang Doodle? I love it.
It's a title.
It it's quite the name for a song. And what a way to intro you. But we're going to get to the music news now. Everybody knows that I'm by myself, so I'm doing double duty here. But we do have great music news to talk about. And as always, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much.
We'll kick things off right away. Edmonton's Up and Downtown Music Festival has their lineup.
Yes, they do. Up and Downtown Music Festival is slated to return to Edmonton October 7th to 9th this year. Organizers have just rolled out the initial lineup for the year's fourth annual event. Topping the bill are Basha Bulat, Tokyo Police Club, and White Lung. Throughout the weekend, they'll be joined by tons of other Canadian and international talent from across an array of genres. This includes Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, The Sadies, Royal Canoe, Humans, Living with Lions, Carsick Cars, Ben Stevenson, Lab Coast, Walrus, Samantha Savage-Smith, and a whole bunch more. The shows will take place across 3 days at venues throughout downtown Edmonton. For up-to-date news on schedules, you can head to the Up and Downtown website, and for more on the festival, stay tuned to exclaim.ca.
It sounds like a great festival, and what a lineup that is. Do you get to attend this one, or are there certain festivals that you go to?
There are. I'm sad to say that I have actually never been to Edmonton, period. My girlfriend and I did a cross-Canada road trip across two summers in 2012 and 13, and we went to Calgary, but we just didn't have time to go north to Edmonton. We headed straight on to Winnipeg, but it's still on my bucket list. I have good friends who live there, so maybe that'll make it more possible.
There you go, maybe someday, but get to Up and Downtown, the music festival, and you can check it out, exclaim.ca. Next story, we're talking about Angel Olsen, a new LP and a tour.
Yes, we are. Angel Olsen, really, really great, sort of unsung master of the singer-songwriter format. Her last album was Burn Your Fire for No Witness, and that was back, I believe, in 2014. And really, really an amazing album. And now she has announced that she has a new one coming out. She initially dropped a single called Intern, which raised suspicions of a new full-length. Now she's announced that My Woman will be coming out on September 2nd through Jag Jaguar. The new record was produced by Justin Raisin at Los Angeles' Vox Studios. And her regular backing band of bassist Emily Elhaj, drummer Joshua Yeager, and guitarist Stuart Bronoff were all joined by additional guitar work from Seth Kaufman for the recording. Olsen has said in a press release that the new album confronts, quote, the complicated mess of being a woman. She said that she's, quote, definitely using scenes that I've replayed in my head in the same way that I might write a script and manipulate a memory to get it to fit. But I think it's important that people can interpret things the way they want to. The previously shared Intern serves as the opening track, but there are another 9 tracks. You can see the whole track listing at exclaim.ca, as well as a slate of tour dates she's announced, a bunch happening in Canada, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Calgary, Toronto, Montreal, and a few others. Head to exclaim.ca to hear the new single and to see if she's coming to your town.
I have no doubt that we will hear from her on the charts as well. I can only hope. Sounds like it's going to be a great album.
Cool.
And we'll round it out with more album news. Aphex Twin is teasing an EP.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of years for Aphex Twin. Very fruitful. He released his Syro LP in 2014, and since then he's released not just an EP called Computer Controlled Acoustic Instruments, but also a heap of assorted SoundCloud oddments. He made what appeared to be an entire hard drive of unreleased tracks available on SoundCloud. Now it seems like that streak of new material will continue with an EP called Cheetah, spelled like the animal. The impending release has been teased by a rather peculiar flyer that a few record stores seem to have gotten in the mail from Warp Records. The flyer includes the album cover, which you can see at exclaim.ca, and a tongue-in-cheek product description promising the user, quote, many years of enjoyment. The flyer reads a bit like a description of a new synthesizer and encourages users to submit patches and tones to Warp. You can see the full blurb in photograph format at exclaim.ca. We don't know exactly when the Cheetah EP will be out or what it will contain, but you can hear more about it at exclaim.ca.
I feel like it's going to contain years of songs, because you can't make a claim like many years of enjoyment without having at least, I'm going to say 36 songs on the album.
Don't tell me what to enjoy.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Stephen, we'll come back to you in the second hour of the program. Thanks for the music news in this hour. We're going to continue the countdown now. Coming in at number 15, our only debut this week in the top 20, it is Brave Radar. You're going to hear a song called Diving Bird. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Face.
It's the Earshot 20, and that was Gamma Knife, King Gizzard, and the Lizard Wizard from their new album, Nagini Infinity Nonagoni. Nonagon. Nonagon? Maybe it's Nonagon. That's why Brian is really good when he's here, because he gets all that stuff right. Anyway, Nonagon Infinity at number 14, down from 11 last week, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. In before that was a debut, our one debut this week on the charts, number 15, and it is Brave Radar with the album Lionhead. All right, three more tracks before we are through the first hour and through the first 10 of the top 20. So why don't we kick it off right now with our number 13 this week, down from number 9 last week. The album's called Love Streams. The artist, Tim Hecker. The song, Castrati Stack. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Join the band. Guys in Grass Vodka, or the show that Pahoda put on in Bratislava, kicking round Kreuzberg, eating a halloumi and falafel sandwich, sucking back oysters, back in St. John's on the granite planet. Deutschland with a couple of ducks, Cam and Jam Jam. You were the king of Kreuzberg, washing out your socks in the hotel sink. Does anyone know the password for the Wi-Fi? There's this guy that I'm supposed to be emailing, telling him to join the band. Come on. Doesn't get any finer. Experience Regina. Join the band. Come on tour. Get in the van. What are you waiting for? We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide, the whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide.
Shot 20. Number 11.
We'll be right back.
That was a double dose of Graze with My Life as a Cloud and Sorcerer off of their album Outer Heaven, sitting at number 11 this week, up from number 22 last week. And before that was Shotgun Jimmy at number 12, up from 14 last week. Field of Trampolines is the album, the song called Join the Band, and Tim Hecker kicked it off that last set of three for this hour of the program. Castrati Stack is the name of the song. He's at 13, down from 9 last week, the album Love Streams. And there you have it, the first 10 of the top 20 complete. I'm Anthony M, and Brian Cleveland is off this week, counting down the top 20 albums as they come from earshot-online.com. That's the National Campus and Community Radio Report. Check that out. And this show broadcasts every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and it airs on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Then gets sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners, more than 25 airing the program, opportunity to hear it over 30 time slots throughout the week. Thank you very much. And we also have the show available for you online, radioforall.net, if you'd like to download, or if you're a podcast type of person, podcast the show through iTunes, no matter how you're picking it up, no matter how you're listening. Thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have the top 10. Stephen Karlik's back. I've got the lowdown for you and an interview with our number 4. There's a spoiler alert for you. If you go check out the charts right now, you'll know who it is. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.